Hey guys, thank you for listening. Those were several pieces that were just released today, in addition to some other extra pieces that have been personally selected because I thought they were interesting and that people should take a real good listen if they really like to listen to some different stuff out there. So we started off with a lot of pieces that came from, to my notice, because Spotify has actually been doing a pretty good job of recommending stuff based on the, what's it called, the Friday playlists that they make. For the release radar, which is a great way to really expand yourself if you're looking to listen to new stuff. So we have some interesting tracks. Michael Bublé came out with a new track. Some demos for Back in the USSR came out from the Beatles. That was really interesting. That's just kind of a piece of history right there. A new mix for Led Zeppelin's classic song, Rock and Roll, as well. Sounds just as powerful, if not, you know, kind of just in a bit of a new light. It doesn't detract from their old style that, you know, they had back in the day, because, you know, that's basically the idea of the song. I've heard other mixes that do this with different songs from bands like Free. There's like a, I forget what it's called, it's like a rock and roll sound mix, something like that, that really barely detracts from the original song at all, which is appreciated, but, you know, sometimes, like that mix, it does so little that, you know, you kind of beg for a little bit of a difference. So, you know, that's a little back and forth right there. Muse actually just came out with a new song, Pressure. They got a bit of like a mini album here featuring other songs, Dig Down being the last on its list. And I think Dig Down is honestly the best track on the record. But it's considering that Pressure is new, Pressure is good. It's a good piece. Take a listen to that. I do think it pales slightly in comparison to Dig Down, but nonetheless a good track. We also got another version of The Shortest Straw from Metallica. That was definitely interesting. That was when the writing was in progress, so the lyrics are a little bit different. I haven't actually gone to check the difference in the lyrics, and unfortunately I'm half deaf, so I can't hear the difference in all lyrics too well, unless they're insanely obvious. Calvin Harris came out with a new piece, though I don't think I put that on here, but something to take note of. Let's see, in addition, we also had a remaster of Oh Well Part 1 from Fleetwood Mac. It was a mono, non-stereo piece for, you know, people who are kind of like audiophiles that care about that sort of thing. Sigala, the, you know, Tropical House group, has come out with a bit of a new album. That was great. I think they had one or two tracks that were pretty good. I think the one I put on was definitely one of my more favorite pieces on the album, other than what they Spotify recommended me, Shallow, and I thought that was a good piece too, but I felt the other piece I put on was a little bit better. There's been a new album from Portuguese jazz singer Edmata. It's been out for a little while, but I wanted to bring some focus to that as well. I think that, again, kind of like with some of the other albums that I've mentioned already, or, you know, the artists putting out these new albums, I think, again, some tracks stand out, and I think that's just true of most albums in general. From any time period, you take your pick. Most albums have a couple of good songs, and then the rest of them are just mostly average, and some are underrated, but normally it's just the few that really tend to stand out the most in people's minds. Something else a little surprising I had found towards the end was there were some pieces from groups like Disclosure. If you listen all the way to the end of all the songs that I put out today, you heard where Angels Fear to Tread by Disclosure. That took a really interesting turn compared to what they've normally put out. Disclosure kind of detracted from the, you know, typical Sam Smith sort of sound that they've always had, and I think Sam Smith has made Disclosure what it is in some regard. I think Sam Smith as a vocalist has kind of made Disclosure pretty iconic in itself. That's not to say they don't come up with great beats, but I think they do. And then in addition to that, there was a rap piece featuring Elton John, which was also very good. That being said, that's all I have for today. I hope everyone enjoys their weekend. Keep listening here on Anchor if you want to keep listening to the music, and you need to keep listening to the music. It's the only place you can. If you're listening to this on another platform, I'm great. If you enjoy my opinions, though I think they'd be a bit more substantiated if you listened on Anchor, get the app, just find the Well-Dressed Nerd podcast on there, and you'll be able to listen to everything I've ever put out. Thanks, and have a great weekend.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.